Genesis 5:1 says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him." Adam was created in the image of God. In Genesis 1:26 it says, "God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness." And then the next verse says in Genesis 1:27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." For that reason, we believe that mankind is unique among all creatures created by God. And that is why the life of a human being, from conception to expiration, is sacred. And that is why we even show a high regard for the human remains in death and burial. But man was created in the image of God. Then that first man, Adam, sinned, and that image was lost. That is why when we are told about Adam's life in Genesis 5:3, we read, "And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his own image, and called his name Seth." Seth was not created in the image of God the way Adam had been in the garden. Adam begat Seth after his image. Seth was conceived in a state of sin, prone to disease and death. That original image of God that Adam enjoyed in the Garden of Eden was gone. Paradise lost. After the fall, Adam was no longer the image of God, but was the image of a fallen man. And all of us since that time are born in the image of our earthly fathers, not the image of God. The sacredness of life remains. That is why capital punishment has been commanded by God. Man is a sinner. Every single one of us since Adam is prone to sin. But if we murder another man and steal his life from him, we are guilty of destroying something that was originally created in the image of God. The penalty for such a terrible violation is death. As Genesis 9:6 says, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man." And that is what makes Jesus so special. Jesus is the only man since Adam who was born without the stain of original sin. Jesus was clothed in a human body, but he was God. The King James Bible is the only translation to preserve this reading in 1 Timothy 3:16, which says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh." All the new versions remove the word God from that text. But man is a sinner. We need a Savior to take away our sin, but another sinner, another man, couldn't do that. No created being could do that. Only God manifest in the flesh could do that. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1:12 through 15, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." Jesus was the first to be resurrected from the dead, never to die again. He won the victory over the death that came upon us all due to Adam's sin when mankind lost the image of God. Any and all who will repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that Christ shed his blood and died for our sins, was buried and rose again after 3 days, will be saved, forgiven, and are then predestinated to put on that image lost by Adam and regained for us by Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God. Romans 8:29 promises, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Until the rapture and resurrection, we're continually conforming to the image of God by conforming to his word in the Bible. Until that time, we can see God in a spiritual sense as we get to know Jesus. As Jesus himself said in John 14:9, "He that seeth me hath seen the Father." And when we are finally with Jesus, we will be eternally in his image, like Adam was before the fall took place nearly 6,000 years ago. The image of God.